Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy Friday Eve.
All right, we're moving closer, Jen.
That's right. Big applause. But it does mean, because it's Friday Eve, after your workday today, you can have fun with Yappy Hour.
On Facebook Live, you have your phone handy at 5 o'clock. I'm going to show everybody how to make a mudslide with a little bit of a twist.
Excellent.
A frozen mudslide, which would be very refreshing.
Because the viewers have been asking for this mudslide. A lot of them. What's up with the mudslide? What's the twist? It's frozen?
Well, it is frozen, but that's not the twist.
Oh,
you have to tune in for the twist.
Oh,
see, I'm trying to tease people into tuning in.
I missed it.
There's
my
a little
apologies.
Bit of a surprise.
Cool.
That's right.
Cool.
I think you're going to love it. In fact, Jen, as you know, we're going to hop right over onto Facebook Live in just a minute or so. I'm going to hop into your studio, and we're going to do our little B-Up Club.
Wear your mask.
I am going to wear my mask. I got a new one. Do you like the new one, too?
Let's see.
Yeah, it's just plain blue.
Oh, no, that's just like the disposable one.
Yeah,
I miss your sisters. I want you to,
wash
that one.
It was getting a little ripe, shall we say. But, guys, listen, if you want to join us for our B-Up Club, all you got to do is go to our Facebook page, at B101 Philly. See you there.
Magic. Rude.
Jen and Bill. Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys, good morning. Thank you so much for being up with us this early. Another morning for iced coffee, perhaps. It is already steamy. It's going up to 92 today. Gonna feel like 99. Want to give a special shout out right now to our top fan of the day today. Brought to you by Acme. And his name is Michael Rich. He is from Southampton, Bucks County. And apparently he loves soccer as much as he loves B101.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been a little too hot to play soccer recently. I ran yesterday for the first time. I was on the golf course and I ran up the stairs. Up the steps to on the tee box. I almost passed out.
But it was so hot yesterday.
I thought you were going to say you ran after your ball that ended up in a tree somewhere.
No, I almost had a heat stroke. But hey, Rich, congratulations on being named a top fan. By the way, you can win something very cool from our top fan sponsor, Acme. It's barbecue in a bag. And that includes...
Sorry, his name is Michael. What did I say? Michael Rich. Rich is his last name.
Oh, Rich.
You can say Mr. Rich.
Well, maybe I like to call him by his last
maybe
name.
You, do.
You can call me Taffra. Stop calling me Bill. How about I'll call you Ryan. How do you like that?
I do like it.
By the way, I am dropping off one of these barbecue in a bags today in Phoenixville to Deb Dunn in Phoenixville.
So Deb was this week's winner.
She was this week's winner.
Cool.
She's the most recent winner, so I'm going to do that at noon. So Deb's cutting to my tea time, but that's okay. Got to do the work. This barbecue in a bag includes a $100 Acme gift card, so that's going to come in handy. For your chance to win it, just register online at B101Philly.com.
Adele, rumor has it.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I'll tell you what, rumor has it, although it's a pretty credible rumor, but if your kids are high school students in the Philadelphia Archdiocese, they are reportedly going back to school in a hybrid fashion. Couple of days in class in person, the others online from home.
Yeah, and the Philadelphia Public School District, which already announced its hybrid plan, will now says it will also offer students and parents a 100% digital option as well. And I think that's really cool. You got to keep the kiddos and the teachers safe.
That's right.
Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So today is a very big day for Jen Ryan and for One Direction fans all over the world. It is the 10-year anniversary
That's
of the band
right.
being formed. Yeah, so we want to know, you know, like what non-traditional anniversary do you celebrate? For me, it's March 3rd, 2003. That is when B101 hired me to do part-time work. Now, while it was the worst decision in the history of this radio station,
it means a lot to me.
And I personally celebrate that day each and every
day. I think that's great. Yeah. I mean, I am definitely celebrating 1D Day today. My husband and I, we also celebrate June 11th every year. That is the day that we met. Mm. So how about you, Marge? Like, what anniversary do you celebrate?
The day my divorce was final.
Is that right, Marge? Woo! How about that?
Did you have a big party?
No. But you know how when you're asked security questions mm-hmm. and it says, what award are you most proud of?
Yeah.
I put my divorce.
How about that? So funny.
Did it take a lot of strength to break away, maybe find your independence? Is that how you felt?
It took a lot of strength. He left me. I didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it took a lot of strength for me to get up each day, and I kept saying, he's not going to win. He's not going to win.
That's right, Marge. I've been there, and good for you. I celebrated my divorce with a very bad tattoo. I hope you didn't go that route.
No, I definitely didn't go that route.
Well, good for you. You're a strong, independent woman, and we love it.
Take care, Marge. Thank you, Marge.
You're welcome. Bye.
Very cool. So Marge celebrates the anniversary of her divorce. I celebrate the day that my husband and I met. Bill celebrates the day he got hired here at B101.
Mm-hmm.
How about you guys? What kind of non-traditional anniversary do you recognize? Do you celebrate? 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I think the world, all over the world. I know in the Twitterverse they're celebrating the diamond anniversary of One Direction.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, the band was formed 10 years ago today. That's when Simon Cowell put them together.
You know, I'm celebrating that today, all day today. But we want to know, what kind of non-traditional anniversary do you celebrate? So go ahead, Danielle.
So me and my husband celebrate Conception Day of our twins because we had difficulties getting pregnant.
Oh, wow. How special.
That's awesome.
Well, what is the date?
February the 29th. It's only celebrated every 4 years.
Get out! Oh, my gosh. So they were conceived on leap year. You didn't have them then, correct?
No, correct. They were born October 2012.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, that is wonderful.
That's huge.
Thank you.
So, Angelina, what anniversary do you celebrate?
Coming here to America, 5/21/1976.
Yay!
That is awesome.
And you came from?
Yeah, where did you hail?
From where?
I actually still have my green card. Greece.
Greece. I've always wanted to go there. Well, listen, Angelina, so good to have you here in Philadelphia. So what non-traditional anniversary do you guys celebrate? We want to hear about it. Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
You know, I got to say, we are so excited to celebrate Christmas Eve in July with you guys tomorrow morning. So please don't forget to vote for your favorite Christmas songs up on our website today. So today's the last day to vote.
Yeah, go to B101Philly.com. We have a list of 25 awesome Christmas songs up there. So vote for your favorite, and we're going to play the top three tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., pretty sure Santa is going to join us
as well. This is going to be so fun.
Where the biggest star on the radio station is joining us, Santa, right? I know him. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, today is anniversary day for One Direction. Yep, 10 years ago today, the band was formed. Social media going absolutely crazy celebrating this.
I am too. As you know, mm-hmm. I'm one of their biggest fans. I'm probably one of their oldest fans as well. But that anniversary, it got Bill and I just talking about celebrating special days other than, like, you know, wedding anniversaries. So how about you, Renee? What do you celebrate?
I celebrate the day that I opened my new business.
Ooh, oh, that's awesome.
Tell. What do you run?
I run Maureen Flowers in Northeast Philadelphia. We opened on August 17th, 1990.
That
Excellent.
Is awesome. Now, I have to ask you, did you, like most new business owners, keep the very first dollar that they earned? Did you do that?
No. Actually, I was thinking of that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I just got my new business licenses that you have to display, and I was mm-hmm. putting them up. And I thought, that's one thing I don't have on display is the first dollar.
Well, you know what? When we get back to normal and businesses really do pick up, get that first dollar.
Absolutely.
And frame it. The post-COVID dollar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It makes it a little more difficult since everybody does everything by card this day.
True.
Sure.
But I will. Thanks, Jen, for the idea.
You're welcome, and we're very happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Karen, how about you? What non-traditional anniversary do you celebrate?
I always celebrate the anniversary of our first date. It was a blind date. We broke down on 95 and spent, like, probably at least 3 hours. It was before cell phones. We had to get somebody that passed by with a CB radio,
and then they
got us help. We're married 38 years now.
Yay!
Yeah, that is awesome. Now, did you, like, get to know one another during those 3 hours a lot better?
A little bit, but it was freezing cold. It just was not fun, but...
Did you snuggle a little bit?
There you go.
Well, I knew he was somebody I'd want to have as a friend, and he became my best friend.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And you made it through that together, and look at this, 38 years later, and you're still going strong.
Congratulations. Yep.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.